There's one. Set for stun.
Three guys sitting in a dark room that smells like bad cucumbers.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Inconceivable!
Now featuring 11. 11 listeners.
This is me. Engage.
You slimy scumbag, get on your face and give me 25.
This is the Unique Geek.
And welcome to another edition of the Unique Geeks 50 Days of Dragon Con Countdown. The countdown of 50 days, that's 50 things, sort of. Mostly, actually kind of more like a 43 or something like that. But days before Dragon Con is when it starts. And with me, as always, is the beautiful, the lovely, the ever so demure Lee. Lee, how you doing? Did I lose you, Lee? Lee has decided to leave the building, apparently.
No, I'm here. I just said I was wondering who you were introducing when you used the term demure. But that's very sweet of you to try to convince everybody of that.
Yeah, sometimes we like to lie at the very beginning of the show.
We fib a little. Well, you know what we're not fibbing about right now?
What? Outside? Because, yes, it's hot outside.
It's hot. It is very hot outside. Also, the Dragon Con app is out. It is on iTunes.
Take a shot.
It is out. It is on iTunes. It is on the Google Play Store. There is not a Windows version right now. Most everything I've seen so far, everybody who has an Android or an iPhone has been able to download it. The whole schedule is not up yet. Breathe. Calm down. Quit your bitching.
There is lots and lots and lots of holes in the application, in the app.
There
right
is
now.
Lots. There literally, I think, less than 20% of the extract is up right now. But what is up is close to correct as far as I can see. But yeah, so it's there. It is out. I think the drinking game now becomes, when will the app be updated? And I think if you say that, you have to drink twice.
When will the app be updated? Oh,
when will the app be updated? So there you go, John. Twice. Four times right now. You just said it twice. So, but the app is out. So that's really good. And then I haven't seen any more guest announcements right now. I'm still squeeing over mine for Monroe for Grimm. I'm just so excited. I think that's just, I mean, this is going to be an awesome year for me. But, you know, I think it's also going to be an awesome year for a lot of Dragon Con attendees.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of Dragon Con attendees have made a lot... You know, I don't even want to call them resolutions, but they have really been working towards doing some things and working to be healthier people, you know, and I think that's always a good thing because there are a lot of different shapes and sizes, and the big issue is for everybody to be healthy. And one way to do that, which you have done in the past and which I just shudder because, but I do yoga, so I put my body in weird positions, but is to run.
Ladies.
And we have, two guests here, Betsy and Janine, who are with Geek Girls Run, which is kind of a group that is talking about geek girls running. So, hey, you guys, how are you doing?
Doing well. How are you?
We're having fun so far.
Excellent.
It's 2.5 weeks and we haven't freaked out yet.
Is it 18 days?
John?
As of right now,
looks at the website.
Yeah, I got to look at the website. So we're on
the official start, which is Friday.
32, so it'd be 18 days. I'm saying
we'll be there in 16 days.
Yeah, same.
Right. That's when John will be here, and many other people.
So Wednesday is your Thursday.
Yes.
I know. It's.
I have other friends who get there Tuesday now. I thought I was crazy.
Oh, my God.
Seriously, it's becoming a thing where we'll be there about 2 weeks before the actual Dragon Con starts.
That's everybody's going to be living
everyone
at my
seems
house.
To,
oh,
to
my
be,
God.
Yeah.
Well, I'm an eternal member, so I...
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so I at this point, like, the pre-party is almost, in some ways, more fun before, like, the 100,000 whatever people get there.
Well, and Janine, you just said you were an eternal member. When did you join?
I was going to ask that same exact question.
Oh, gosh. Way before it was $2,000, I'll tell you.
Okay.
So since how long have you been coming then? How long have you been coming to a Dragon Con?
This will be my 10th year, I think.
Oh, okay.
My husband's nodding his head, so it's either our 9th or 10th year.
There you go. And Betsy, how about you? How many years for you?
This will be my fourth, but I've been watching it for a longer time than that. I was just never able to get out there, which was so sad for me.
Aww, but now you're so yay!
Yay!
And that's how Betsy and I actually met.
Oh, really?
Yes.
You know, there are so many people who have met because of fandom. And did you guys meet at Dragon Con or before? Or
actually,
Dragon Con.
Yeah, okay. And that's how the three co-founders, me, Caitlin, who could not join us today, and Betsy, all met, was at Dragon Con.
And then how did you come up with this idea? I mean, I think I kind of talked about it a little bit, because I've seen a lot that you've written, but how did you come up with the Geek Girls
one? Well, hold on, let's take one step back before we get
I'll
there.
Be quiet.
What is Geek Girls Run? Before we get to how you formed it, what is it?
All right.
Geek Girls Run is an organization specifically designed for women, just because the founders are all women, but we accept any people who are interested in running and are geeks. But we designed it because we wanted a kind of running club that geeks would feel comfortable in. I know a lot of people, myself included, were never considered themselves runners or athletes. And when I met Janine and Caitlin, they kind of convinced me through their love of running that anybody could take it up. And that really inspired me to kind of go, guys, we need to pass the buck and really get other people interested in this as well.
Cool. So
what Beth said, literally she texted me one day and was like, is there some sort of like club for geeky runners, like geeky girl runners? And I went, no, there isn't. And she said, we should form one. And I was like, yes, you should.
Well, and I think a part of, because as I have read on it, even though I don't run, I do other exercises, I think running, I'm always impressed when people run, because I just look at y'all and I'm like, that's just awesome. And then I go, oh yeah, no. But I do other exercise. But I think the great thing about this is, first of all, it's geek girls. And it's also really a support club and very into that kind of, you know, I did this many today and, you know, and everybody, it's very encouraging.
That's the goal. We don't want anybody to look at these runners and go, oh my gosh, she does 13.1 miles. I will never get to that level, because I was at that point and I never would have started running if I didn't have friends to support me and say, hey, we all started somewhere. And I can still remember the first time that I was able to run a full mile without walking. And that was such a milestone for me, literally. And it really kind of made me go, hey, I can do this. I can keep going. I can get better. It's not impossible, which was a great feeling.
So how many races have you guys done together? And what races have you done together?
Gosh. What was the first? Well, I mean, together, I would count any time that we were all together, whether we were all running or just some of us cheering and some of us running, as together. And if that's the case, then I would say we've been running together almost from the moment we met each other. I mean, within that first year, we all started being together at these events at Disney. Would you agree, Betsy?
Yeah, I think it was the spring after the first Dragon Con, maybe the second years. So maybe it's been 3 years, because I did the Princess 2 years, and then the year before that I was cheering for you guys. So yeah, it's been a good time.
Real.
And you guys run at the Disney thing, so does John.
Yeah, I was just about ready to ask, when have you when did you guys run the Disneys?
Well, Janine has been doing it. She's the perfect princess. She's got the special sash.
Oh,
and everything.
Really? Really? Because one of my friends is a perfect princess as well. And there's like,
yeah,
a,
there's
only
like
a couple
80
hundred.
Of us,
oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, there's not that many of you.
Yeah.
Okay, wait. Perfect princess to some of us.
Oh, yeah.
But Caitlin runs around with her imperfect princess sash, which cracks me up to no end. Because she missed the first one because she was in New Zealand. And so she has done every single one since.
Wow.
Princess basically means that you have been able to run the Disney Princess half marathon every year since its inaugural race. So 5 princess half marathons.
And have you guys run the normal marathon, if you'll, or half marathon? The Mickey or the Donald?
I have done every Disney race that they have at some point or another, except for Expedition Everest.
Mm.
my husband's insane and is running every single Disney race this year to celebrate his 40th birthday. And Betsy, what other ones have you done?
I've just done the Princess. I was signed up for the Tower of Terror, but was unable to make it last year, which was a bummer.
That's right. I was going to say, I could have sworn I ran with you, and then I remembered,
And Janine, I want to say that's pretty awesome for your husband as he turns 40, because when I turned 40, I went to Jamaica and sat on my butt and had somebody bring me drinks. So that he's doing all of these Disney marathons. That's pretty darn impressive in his 40th year. Yeah.
The crappy part is Disney has added more races, and Ron has pretty much put the gauntlet down such that when I'm 40, I will have to do the same thing, because we're both competitive Marines, right? And I'm looking at it going, only 15 races, and when I go to do it, already we're up to like 18 now.
No. I think you can keep it. I think it's kind of like it's kind of like breaking Babe Ruth's record. You only have to do however – you only really have to break that record. You only have to do however many he did in a year.
The challenge is all of them in one year, though. So I would know.
Oh, okay.
I think we're digressing.
Oh, Lord.
Sorry.
All right. You want the asterisks. You can have the asterisks. It's okay. John, did you see that? I used a sports term.
I hear that, yes. So let me ask you about your first experience as a Dragon Con then. Let's start with you, Betsy. Your first experience at Dragon Con, what was it like, and what did you, where did you hang out mostly?
Oh my gosh. Well, I'm a costumer, so I basically worked on costumes year round to get there, and I didn't know anybody going in, and so a friend and I went, and just the two of us stayed in a room, and I just tried to meet as many people as I could, people who I'd met online before and wanted to meet in person. And that was really what kind of started solidifying friendships, was connection through costuming and eventually through other things. So that was my first year, was just being overwhelmed by amazing costumes and amazing people. And I don't think I went to a single panel. I think I just wandered around and met people and hung out.
Okay. And what about you, Janine?
So when I went, Dragon Con was, at the time, and I'd been to other conventions, it was huge to me when I got there, but it wasn't overwhelmingly huge, if that makes sense.
Yes, it does.
And I was 501st, so I had a large contingent of friends there, and I spent most of my time... Star Wars was really big, so I spent most of my time running around dressed up as a Jedi, and Lord of the Rings was really big, and so I was also dressed up as Arwen, and my husband was Aragorn, and our foster son was running around dressed as Legolas the whole time, and I don't know, like, it was big, but it was mostly just, like, the Marriott and the Hyatt, so pretty much bouncing between those two, and going to panels, and... just hanging out. It just felt like a really big con, and that was it, you know, but still had that, like, fan con feel. And
this was how many years ago that it felt like a big con? and now we look at it and we're like, we're sorry.
Now it's, like, insane. I mean, it felt like, I also made a lot of friends. This was, I got there and I'd always loved costuming, but that year was the year where I went, whoa. Look at all these amazing, I can do that. I can do these amazing costumes too, if I really apply myself. And I think I did, as long as people stay 10 feet away or more from my costumes, they look really great. Don't go to like Betsy. Betsy's, you can install close.
Now, Betsy, I was just reading on the Geek Girls Run website, which is actually geekgirlsrun.com, surprisingly. You yes. actually are a wardrobe, and you do wardrobe and costuming for a profession.
That's right, yeah.
So I imagine you do cosplay then as well?
I do. I'm one of those costumers that kind of shies away from the term cosplay, if that makes any sense. Just because and I don't want to get into this because it gets all crazy, but I like to do the real intricate attention to detail. I don't really do cartoons. I will do comic things occasionally, but I am more interested in the kind of depth and intricacies that go into film costumes. So that's where my heart lies. Hmm.
And so what have you gone to Dragon Con as, or what costumes have you worn at Dragon Con?
My goodness. Let's see. Well, I was with the big group of USO girls, which was so much fun because I love the 40s and 50s as an era. So to have a big group of girls that were all dressed up in these cute little patriotic Captain America costumes was just a blast. And then the first year that I really hung out with Janine and the girls, we did the Glee Lady Gaga group, which was also my first and probably only masquerade entry with the group.
Same here. I will never do that.
Because that is just terrifying. But we had such a blast. We learned the choreography from the show and just did the skit on the stage and really bonded and kind of spent all con together because we were working on it and had a blast. And they were fun, crazy costumes because, hey, Lady Gaga. and it was a blast. It was so much fun. I never wore that costume again, but the event itself made it all worth it. So it was good.
Cool. Now, actually, you mentioned you were in the USO garb. That was last year or the year before?
The first year they did it and the second year. I did not do the masquerade skit with them last year, which was so cute. Caitlin did, though. She was choreographer for that. And just, oh my gosh, from afar, watching and just being like, ah, oh, go get it, girls, was great.
And so we should remind everybody that there is a third girl, Geek Girls Run. And that is Caitlin. We did mention her earlier, but I mentioned it again just so in case everyone forgot. But are you going to be doing the Avengers ball, whatever it's called? What was it called? Avengers ball?
We will be at the Avengers ball, yes. And okay. There may perhaps be another number choreographed by a certain Caitlin for at least part of our Avengers group.
Cool.
Yeah, we should mention that the three of us are part of a gender bent Avengers group. And we've got the majority of folks. Our littlest Hulk has been unable to make the last two Dragon Cons, so she won't be there. But we have the most of the rest of the crew, and we'll be in those costumes for Avengers Ball too.
Now let me ask
how little is your little Hulk? I'm just curious.
I think technically, and Christina, if she's listening, I'm sure she'll correct me, but I think if she were an inch or two shorter, she would definitely qualify as a little person. She is.
Because I say to everyone that I'm 5'1", but I'm really just barely 5 feet. So I didn't know if she's littler than me or not. I'm sure she's much more buff if she's playing the Hulk, but I was just wondering.
I don't know if she's. I don't know if she has broken the 5 foot threshold. Perhaps. Mm. Perhaps.
Oh, I want to meet her. Okay, cool. Next year, I'll get it.
I feel like we've had discussions about the fact that I'm like a solid foot taller than her, and I'm 5'11". So.
Okay, that's just damn tall people. All right, John, keep
now,
going. It's all right.
Well, at Dragon Con, do you guys do any running while you're there? Do you try to get some groups together to go running at Dragon Con, or is that you're already doing enough walking.
The past couple of years, we've kind of had randomly somebody will say, hey, how about a Friday morning run? And we'll run around the blocks of the hotel block there. And then this year, we are actually doing a Dragon Con fun run for Geek Girls Run to kind of kick it off. Janine has already done one convention fun run, but this is kind of going to be the first one that all three of us are there for. And the invite is up on Facebook, on our Facebook page. You can see the event information for the Dragon Con Fun Run Friday morning at 8:30 in the morning. So it's early, but we don't go very far. It's maybe 20 to 30 minutes. We have about 30 people who have said yes to join us, and we're really, really looking forward to it.
And Betsy may have come up with a neat little thingy for whoever shows up for the run. Worth getting.
Do you have to run, or could you do a fun walk?
You can also do a fun walk. We have a couple walkers signed up, and we are planning to we want everybody to feel included, so there will be different groups, pace groups, and we all know where we're going, and we're not going to leave anybody behind.
Awesome.
Cool. Now, I haven't been running for about a year and a half because I got hit by the dreaded plantar fasciitis. So and also I had a neck injury that also flared up in the last year and a half. But so what is your guys' routine like for those folks that what would you suggest for folks like myself who have been running? I've run 5 marathons and numerous half marathons, but haven't been running for a long time for one reason or another. What would you suggest is the best way to get started back into it and also finding folks to run with?
Well, as far as training goes, there are a lot of great apps out there for training. I am actually coming off a knee injury. I did too much mileage in the spring, late winter, early spring, and was out of running for 2 to 3 months. So I'm just getting back into it. I've got a half marathon in September that I'm working towards. And I just got on Run Meter is the app that the three of us really like because it not only tracks your mileage and your route, but it'll tell you your pace and you can keep score of how you've been doing. And it also hooks up to Twitter and Facebook. So if you tweet and you have your Run Meter set up to tweet, people can tweet at you and it will yell at you, say, keep running, or whatever they say to you on Twitter, it will read out to you as you're running, which is great.
We love really?
That. Yeah, it's really neat. And it really helps when we're all racing, too, because if you've got one of your cheer squad there and they need to find the next runner, it'll say, hey, Betsy's at mile 9 and Janine's at mile 12 and whoever you might be closest to, you can meet up with them. So it really is helpful to your crowd, too, which is nice.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I highly recommend that app. It's also got some training plans in there. There are also great ones like Zombies Run, which I haven't used, but a lot of friends have and really enjoy it. Let's see. What else, Janine? What am I leaving off?
Honestly, as far as training apps, I think you've covered – I mean, there's always Couch to 5K. I mean
– yes, that's the one.
Really, you can – I would – Google different running apps, but personally, I love Run Meter. I cannot say enough good things about it, and so rather than repeat everything Betsy has said, I can't recommend Run Meter enough.
But if you see it and you don't like it, I know that Nike also has a Map My Run app, I think, and so there are a bunch of good apps out there, and you know, if you have other friends who run, you might want to be on the same app that they have because then you can, it links up with each other and depending on what you're doing.
I think Amber uses Fitbit and swears by it and like people can all like add each other on it and stuff.
Oh yes, that's right. That's a good one. So
okay.
There's a lot out there, but start slow. That would be the biggest training advice I could give. We aren't really qualified to give any sort of fitness or training advice, so I don't want people to take what we have as a, you know, some, if your PT person says don't run yet, don't listen to us instead. But
nope, you said to run. I'm going to start running.
No, it says it
right there. Although it does say geek girls run. Now, so that was the other question I was going to ask. For your invite, do you have to be a girl to run?
No, we have a couple guys who are joining us. So, and we had guys once that said, oh, well, you know, are they single guys or are they husbands and wives or husbands and brothers and related? And, you know, it doesn't matter. You don't have to be attached to a geek girl who runs in order to run with us. We want everybody to get involved somehow. And, hey, maybe you might meet a girl that you want to run with, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But that said, no jerks. You do not come to Geek Girls Run if you're coming to pick up chicks, okay?
Do not be that guy or that gal. Let's
be all inclusive.
Egalitarian here,
all
exactly.
Inclusive. Yes, we all
do
inclusive.
Do not be that guy, gal. There you go.
People want to come to get their PT on. If you guys make a magical connection, wonderful. But don't come, oh gosh, no. Yeah, like those guys who go to the gym just to hit on chicks. No. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine.
Yeah, very funny.
Well, let me ask you this then. If I was to run in costume, what are some of the, since you guys do this all the time, what are some of the considerations, obviously, for what kind of costume, what are the considerations for the costume that you're wearing when you're running?
Well, you know, it
tape?
Really
did you say tape? You said tape, didn't
Chafing.
You? Oh, chafing. I thought you said tape.
Yeah.
But yes, tape is also something that you should consider.
You know, it really depends. Janine and I would say, I guess it depends on what race you're running. I mean, at Dragon Con, anything goes, you know. So if you're going to run the fun run with us and you want to do it in costume, wear whatever you feel like. And the same goes for any race. But if you want to be recognized and or cheered for, you kind of want to dress for the occasion. Like the Disney Princess Run, most people dress as a Disney character or, you know, a Disney-related character, which makes a lot of sense. For the 4th of July, I did a 10K and I was the only one in costume and I dressed as Wonder Woman, but it was something that everybody recognized. So, you know, I got people going, yeah, Wonder Woman, which really makes you feel good when you're 5 miles into a 90-degree day and it's just miserable. So I would say take that into consideration, but then don't run as something you're not really excited about. You know, you don't want to run just because you're dressed for somebody else. You also want to get your own enjoyment out of it too.
Exactly. The first I remember the moment where I said, you know what, I'm freaking, the next time I run a race, I'm gonna wear a dang costume. It was when I was running the Marine Corps Marathon, my very first marathon, and I was at mile 19 and I was just dying, and I was another face in a crowd of 30,000 runners. And I mean, nobody was cheering for me. I mean, people were cheering, but nobody was cheering specifically for me. And you don't realize how important that is until you're in that spot where you need it. And I started hearing this, yay, banana, go banana. I'm thinking, what the heck? Like, am I hallucinating? And suddenly this dude in a banana costume, just a crappy little bagged banana costume, comes racing by me like he's on wings or something. And I just went, no, gosh dang, why didn't I think of that? And I mean, the next time I ran through Washington, D.C. was during the Army 10 miler, and I was wearing my basic Princess Leia costume, where it was basically just a white running top and a white running skirt with my Princess Leia buns. And for a solid 10 miles, I got people I had people screaming, go Princess Leia. And you'd better believe I did not slow down. In fact, my personal record on a half marathon was set this last December in Annapolis while I was running a Santa Claus with a beard. Because people were screaming for Santa the entire time. And you're like, oh, crap, I can't slow down. Want to let him
don't
watch.
Slow down. No, no.
Better not walk, you know. So for me, it's a lot of fun. Because you're so focused on, like, interacting with the crowds that are cheering, you forget, oh, my gosh, I'm so tired. Oh, my gosh, I just want to stop. Oh, you know, it for me, it's such a big mental boost to hear that the whole way. So,
interestingly, too, is that with Disney buying pretty much every geek property available, it makes it much easier to dress as a Disney character.
Sure does. I mean, hey, Janine and Caitlin were dressing as Princess Leia before Disney acquired Star Wars, so...
But now we're official Disney princesses, so it's
there you go. So let me ask you, what are you guys looking forward to this year at Dragon Con? What is there a guest or is there an event that you're looking forward to seeing?
Or are there things you guys are doing? Because you actually...
Oh, that's true.
Janine, you are actually coming. You're an author, and Betsy, you're the books artist. Am I correct, or did I make that backwards?
Nope, that's correct.
Yes.
So for me, this is the first year where I am a guest, or I guess technically the term is attending professional at DragonCon.
Okay.
And I've done lots of panels at DragonCon, and I've been a published author since for the last 2 years or so. So before, I would often get invited to different conventions to maybe be a costuming guest or something. But now I go as a writer, and so it's been really nice. It's a lot of fun. I feel like I've got the Kaleidoscope track has been a huge supporter. And if you've never heard of the Kaleidoscope track, it's technically geared at the tween audience, but I would say over half the audience is always people my age, because who doesn't love Phineas and Ferb? So obviously I really look forward to the Kaleidoscope track. And in fact, when we went to them and said, you know, hey, Jill, she's the track director, we've got this new club we put together, Geek Girls Run. Do you think that maybe we could do a panel there where we can talk to different, we can talk to people and tell them, you know, what we are and kind of what we can help them out with and, you know, maybe inspire people to want to pick up running? Or if you're a non-runner, because we've got some friends who literally cannot run and they love to go to Disney with us or to our races, and they love to come out and cheer. And I think I've already explained how important that cheering aspect really is. Mm-hmm. And I've cheered marathons myself before, and it is not easy. It is a lot of work. I mean, you finish it feeling like you've run a marathon yourself. I mean, you haven't, but you feel like it. It's very exhausting, and it's fun, but it is very time-consuming. And anyways, I'll be quiet now. Your turn, Betsy.
Oh gosh. Well, to push our own buttons here. I'm really excited about the fun run. The turnout is already looking better than I was hoping for. And so it's early. It's a great way to kick it off, but it's going to be fun. I'm really excited about that. And then the other thing I can't wait for, a couple friends of mine are part of Kiss Nation, and they're doing a concert Saturday night.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Very excited to see them perform, because we all live in New York, but I have never seen them actually perform, so I can't wait.
That's awesome.
Awesome.
I want to go catch that show too, so I'm right there with you.
Yeah.
So, you guys really didn't mention, at least Janine, you didn't mention what other things you're looking forward to. Is there a specific guest you're looking forward to? Or?
Oh, yeah, sorry. Honestly.
Besides and also, your books, where can people find them?
Oh, so I'm Janine Spendlove. The last name's hopefully fairly memorable. I know I did not make it up. Okay. I was born with that last name. You can find me anywhere. Amazon's obviously the easiest, but if you've got like a Kindle, or I'm sorry, if you've got like a Nook or an iPad or whatever, I'm all over the place. You can check your local bookstore. If they don't carry my books, just ask them to order it, please. And I've written, I'm most known for my War of the Seasons trilogy, the third book, which is coming out December 21st, which Betsy actually sent me a text today of the cover art for it. So she's finishing it up. And I've also got I'm in several different short story anthologies. Most recently, A Hero by Any Other Name, which is a bunch of superhero stories with the likes of Mike Stackpole and Aaron Alston, Brian Young. For those of you who are into Star Wars stuff, you might recognize some of those names, the mm-hmm. Star Wars authors. And also, we just did a very successful Kickstarter for Time Traveled Tales, which has some other authors you might know, like Gene Raby, Timothy Zahn, and a lot of fun stories for that. So, promoted myself enough?
Oh no!
Yay!
You've done an excellent job, and you can't promote yourself enough. Actually, just keep doing so.
Okay.
But is there any guests that you're looking forward to this year?
Oh,
as well?
I'm sorry, No.
I asked you. Just so you're clear, I did ask you to mention your books because I was interested in wanting people to know. But I also, if you have any guests that you're looking forward to seeing this year, that'd be great.
I have really not. I'm not huge on the guest side of Dragon Con this year. I haven't been paying attention. I've been so stressed out with all the other stuff Dragon Con's having me do. I haven't even looked. So I can say the thing that I'm looking most forward to, aside from the obviously from the run, the fun run in our panel, is the fact that I get to do the Avengers Ball. That's going to be a lot of fun. And then I'm also going to be moderating a couple guest panels with Kelly Hu and a few of the other voices from Phineas and Ferb. I'm super excited about that.
Yay!
So. Phineas and Ferb are awesome.
I was excited about Kelly Hu also being added because she's coming on Warehouse 13 panel with me. So I'm like, yes, yay. She does a lot of voiceover work. She does a lot of acting. In case you don't know who it is, it's also, if you remember the Wolverine's origins, she was the other one that had the adamantium thingies.
Lady Deathstrike. She beat.
Thank you. Oh good. Hey, you win. Yeah. I know the movie. Yeah. Okay. There we go. Sorry.
Yes, please apologize for not knowing Lady Deathstrike. It's very important that you do so.
Oh, I know She-Hulk now.
In fact, I'm putting you on a timeout. You're on a timeout. You're on a timeout for not knowing Lady Deathstrike. And you're off the timeout. There you go.
Oh, goody. Okay, goody.
Now you can ask questions. So let me ask you. Let me ask you our traditional final question, first of all. let's ask Betsy first. If you could have any three guests, they can be living, dead.
But not zombies.
And, or fictional, for Dragon Con, who would they be? Who would be your dream guests?
Well, the top ones would, because of my career and what I do for a living, my big geek outs are when I meet costume designers, especially the likes of Colleen Atwood or Alexander Byrne. So I would die if one of them or any of them see that kind of talent there. Would really, I would fangirl about that, and I don't fangirl about much. And so that would be top of my dream list, would be any of the major film costume designers, see them there. But then I would also like to see Brian Fuller, who did Pushing Daisies and Hannibal, and is just a wonderful, wonderful writer and director. Would love to see him, and I would love to see, to keep up with our geeky running theme, Eddie Izzard. I would love to see him and talk to him about, he's been doing marathons everywhere and also does a lot of wonderful charity work. And so
yeah, he was,
I think,
doing them for charity, wasn't he, at one point?
I forget how many he was doing, but he runs barefoot, and he was doing more than is probably healthy to do in a year. And I just, hats off to him. That's amazing.
He did, I want to say it was 30 days of marathons.
That's what it was.
But I think he took, and I think he only took, I think it was Sunday off or something like that. Because, you know, honestly, you have to at some point. It's not going to, doing six in a row is tough.
I can't imagine.
You know, doing it nonstop would probably kill you. But yeah, I believe he did 30. I'm actually trying to look it up right now. I think it was 30 days of marathon. He basically ran across Britain, is what it turned out to be.
And I just think Eddie Izzard at Dragon Con,
that'd be awesome.
He would, first of all, be awesome. But second of all, I think just if there is the one person who would enjoy doing the costumes and walking around and, you know, people coming up to him going, "Are you Eddie Izzard?" And him just like, "No, of course not." And then just keep going. Because I have actually seen some people dress up as Eddie Izzard at DragonCon, and I think that would just be, I think he would have the time of his life, honestly.
He's so brilliant.
For everything I've ever seen, I think he would love it. So.
Okay, I shortchanged him.
Oh,
he actually ran 43 marathons in 51 days. Here's the best part, because of this, and I forgot this whole part. He had never run long distance before.
Wow.
So he did it basically, I'm sure it was not from the couch to doing that, because that would just be insane beyond the insaneness that it is. But yeah, he ran 43 marathons in 51 days. So that means he took what? Math is,
one day a week off, basically.
Math is hard, but yeah, about 1 week. One day a week off. Yep. Yeah, it's 8 days. He took 8 days off that entire time.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, Janine, it's your turn. Three guests for Dragon Con. Who would be your three dream guests?
Okay, so I picked one living, one presumably dead, and then one fictional.
Alrighty.
And I don't know if they'll fit into what the typical Dragon Con mold, but I don't care. You said any guests.
They're your guests.
I'm sure Betsy knows my number one pick, but my number one pick would be Paul McCartney, and I would have to be assigned permanently as his detail the whole time.
Okay. So you want him to do a concert, and then you want to support.
Well, I mean, they've had Jefferson Airplane there.
If he does a concert for me, that's fine. Him with a guitar singing the very long list of songs I will be giving him, that works too.
Okay.
He, however, has not run a marathon across Britain, so, you know, not as impressive. Has he done any other things besides being Paul McCartney? Oh, yeah, there's that other thing.
But he's 72 years old, and I just watched him 2 weeks ago in the heat of July in Washington, D.C., do a three-hour concert. So I'm not complaining.
Oh, my Lord, is he really 72 years old?
He's 72 years old.
because
and still touring and still singing, you know, 35 plus songs a concert, and is amazing and wonderful.
And here's the point about being a vegetarian now, John. Look at him. Look at Keith Richards. They're almost the same age.
Yeah, and I was just thinking about that. I was just thinking, dude does not look 72. I mean, obviously he has some age on him and may or may not have had some work, but doesn't really look like it. But but he does not look like he's 72.
He's an adorable, jowly old man who colors his hair, admittedly colors his hair, doesn't care, mm-hmm. and looks amazing as anything up on stage. Well, always looks amazing. And anybody who follows my Tumblr knows I'm absolutely in love with this man almost as much as I love my husband. Don't worry, sweetie.
Okay, so number two,
my deceased person who would not be coming back as a zombie would be Amelia Earhart.
Oh, that's interesting.
So, and anybody who knows, I mean, I think for the obvious reasons, and then if anybody who's bothered to read my bio, I don't know who would, they know that I'm currently a C-130 pilot in the Marine Corps. I'm a United States Marine, and I fly, and so obviously I love aviation, and the roots of our aviation, those initial pilots who really just set the scene for us are just really fascinating to me, and then particularly Amelia Earhart, because if you just look at her life, what an amazing woman. I mean, she really just, I don't even want to say pushed up the glass ceiling. Mm-hmm. She just didn't even acknowledge that it existed or was there and just kind of went for it. And set so many records and firsts, not just for women. A lot of people are like, oh, she was the first woman who. No, she was also very frequently the first person to ever do a lot of things, aviation related. So she's pretty awesome and definitely one of my heroes.
Very cool.
C-130 is such an impressive piece of machinery.
It is. God. It's a beautiful aircraft. I could talk a whole other podcast just on how wonderful that aircraft is, but I won't bore you with that. So.
Oh, you could. I'll listen all day long. I wasn't growing up. I was in Civil Air Patrol, and I had a love, a passion for planes. And C-130 is one of the. I know it's not sexy. It's not a sexy plane, but it is so versatile, and it gets everyone where they got to go. So.
I think once you fly it, you actually, for lack of a better term, see how sexy it really is. That plane is amazing, and what we can do with it and where we can put it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I could land it on a postage stamp, not like a helicopter, but, you know, I mean, really, I can just take it off and land it just about anywhere. And, I mean, I've flown the thing through a hailstorm where I thought I was going to die, and that plane just chugged right on through. And I mean, it's a wonderful, amazing aircraft that can do anything just about.
Cool. And your third guest?
My third guest, my fictional guest, would be Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter.
Please God, not from the movie, from the book. Yeah.
No, book version. I'm there. Book verse.
Book version. Yes.
Book verse.
With ya. Yeah.
Do I even need to explain why?
For me, who has not read the book, yes, why? Besides that, it's Abraham Lincoln, and he kills vampires.
You haven't read that book?
I have.
I know, you don't read.
I don't read.
What was I thinking?
Was there a movie made of it? I hear it's really good.
Oh, sure, go see the movie, yeah.
It's just like the book.
Yeah. Sorry, Janine, please explain.
No.
Why you want him here.
So aside from the fact that I'd read Pride and Prejudice and Zombies and thought, okay, this will be, because Pride and Prejudice is my favorite book of all time. So I read.
Yes. One of my favorites. One of my top five. Yes.
I read Pride and Prejudice and Zombies, and it was hilarious because it was clearly a joke that knew it was a joke. And so when he came out with, when the author, whose name is escaping me at the moment, came out with Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter, my husband bought it. Because he loves Abraham Lincoln. If he got to pick somebody as a guest, he would pick straight up Abraham Lincoln. That's like his most favorite person in the whole wide world. Idolizes him. And so he picked it up and he read it. And I thought it was just going to be another kind of laugh a minute, funny book that, you know, pokes fun at itself. And I read it and I was shocked by how I had to keep reminding myself this didn't really happen. because for, you know, particularly, you know, having been married to my husband for so long, I've learned a lot about Abraham Lincoln, but I'm also a historian. And he clearly did a lot of research, and he did a fantastic job at weaving in what we perceive Abraham Lincoln to be now with, you know, very legitimately a vampire hunter and why he would do it. I almost feel like we can just ignore the film that was made, take the movie Lincoln, and if somebody would just do like a super nerd, you know, geek cut, and maybe cut in some vampire
cut in some the few pieces that were decent of the movie, yeah,
Lincoln, and that would be a more appropriate representation of the book. The book was a book that took itself seriously, even given the ridiculous subject matter, and it worked, and I loved it, and I would love to meet that fictional character.
And Seth Graham Smith is the name of the...
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, is the name of the author.
Well, and Janine, before we forget, just want to thank you for your service. You're currently a Marine, and thank you very much for that. Means a lot to a lot of us, so thank you.
You're welcome, and the best way y'all can thank me is to come to Dragon Con and party all weekend.
All right. Hey, we're good at that.
Done and done.
Thank you, guys.
Done. We are there. Yes.
No, I love it. I love being a Marine. I love what I do. And I love Dragon Con because I get to meet awesome people like you guys and some of the best friends I've ever had, like Betsy and, you know, Caitlin and so many others, and do great things like Geek Girls Run.
So
thank you, Betsy, for coming up with that, by the way, and letting me be part of it.
So, Betsy, where again on Facebook can they find Geek Girls Run?
Besides, well, we searching? Like to keep things simple, so it's facebook.com/geekgirlsrun.
And that's girls with an S, folks.
Girls with an S. And it's also, if you go to our website, geekgirlsrun.com, there's a link to the Facebook page, to the Tumblr, to the Pinterest, to, you know, all the social media. We hit all the big ones. So, yay!
So head over there and like the page, and you'll get all their updates. And also the event is over there, the fun run you guys are going to do Friday morning, right?
Friday morning, the 30th at 8:30 a.m.
And does it have the route on there, or no?
Because it does not, but we're still kind of ironing the kinks out, but we are planning to go up to Olympic Park and back, you know, just explore the sights of Atlanta and make it a quick one.
Interestingly, that is also the route of the parade this year. So.
No, it's not.
Well, it's close, isn't it?
Olympic Park, yeah. Okay, yes. No, sorry, I thought you said the other park. Sorry, yes, Olympic Park,
Olympic Park, okay.
Yeah. It's close.
And
it's close.
What the aquarium is, as a matter of fact.
The aquarium. And World of Coke.
So
many things.
So if you can't run, and you happen to be up at 8:30 on Friday, and you see a bunch of people running by you, cheer them on, right?
We would absolutely love it. And if you can't run or are just not a runner but still want to come hang out, we would love for you to come.
Great. So sure. Geek Girls Run on Facebook, geekgirlsrun.com on the interwebs. And do you guys have Twitter accounts that you want to give out? Or?
Yeah, we're also Geek Girls Run on Twitter. I personally am Janine Spendlove on Twitter. If you go to my website, JanineSpendlove.com, or if that's too hard to remember how to spell, WarOfTheSeasons.com is my website. It has a link to every single social media I've got, and you can also find all our Geek Girls Run through that as well.
And remember, you can see them in Kaleidoscope and other panels, so look for them there too.
Betsy, do you have a Twitter you want to give out or no?
Not really a Twitter per se, because it's all this is just running updates. My real life Twitter is Betsy Waddell, WADDELL. And it's just running updates and every once in a while something about New York. But I do post a lot of costume and running costume updates on my costume page, which is Facebook, Just Betsy Costumes. And that's all one word.
Just Betsy Costumes. All right. Cool. And, of course, as always, people can find those over on the post associated with this particular podcast over at theuniquegeek.com. So if you were driving in your car and you didn't want to write all that stuff down, head over there, and there'll be links to get you going there. But of course, simple enough to remember, Geek Girls Run, and then you should be able to find stuff from there. Should be easy enough. All right.
That should be it.
Thank you, Janine. Thank you, Betsy, for joining us. I really appreciate it. And
You know what?
Sure.
We should have done a shout out for Caitlin.
Yes, Caitlin.
She's Bright Copper Penny on just about everything, unless it's too long. And then she's Bright CU, which is, I think, the element way of spelling copper. Bright CU Penny. And she's got a wonderful Etsy shop where she makes these adorable geeky penny blossoms that you'll frequently see us wearing. Penny blossoms from Big Bang Theory. And they have, like, and she's got customizable ones too. So. And that's what she is on Twitter and Tumblr and on all Instagram, on all those things too. So
that's Bright Copper Penny.
Yep. Or Bright CU Penny.
Bright CU Penny. Okay.
Depending.
Cool. All right. Yeah. Okay. So we didn't want to forget Caitlin. Caitlin, actually, both of you guys are on the East Coast. She's all the way over on the West Coast.
So. Yes.
Let me ask you, did she go to SDCC?
She does every year and typically places quite well at the masquerade every year.
Oh. They got something like three trophies each year.
The Jawa dancers, and they got fan favorite.
Yeah.
And last year she was the Darth Heidi that won best in their group, won best in show for the Star Wars. Oh gosh.
Project Runway.
That thing. Yes.
Yay. Awesome.
So.
Great. So, yeah, Caitlin, and she will be at Dragon Con, too, right? So,
yes. Absolutely.
Great. So, you can try and find all of them. Of course, you can catch them Monday morning running through downtown Atlanta. And the morning is probably the only time you want to be outside Atlanta
Friday
this
morning,
time of year.
Friday morning, not Monday morning.
Friday morning. Oh, yeah, I did say Monday morning, didn't I? Yeah. And Monday morning, no one is up. Everyone is asleep.
No.
So, yeah, Friday morning. Actually, it's best that you get that done in advance because, really...
That's what we were thinking, too.
Really, it's not going to be pretty after Friday. Actually, I wanted to ask you something. Have you tried to guess how much walking you actually do during the con?
I guess it depends on how many panels you go to.
Right.
If you're standing in line, you don't get as much walking done. But if you're just browsing the floors, I mean, I would say you get in a good, mile, 2 miles, more, depending on how many hotels you go to. If you just stay in the big three, you probably don't rack up as many.
Yeah, it really depends. I do a lot of walking because I'm generally dashing from one of my panels to another or from one event to another. And I almost feel as tired as I do at the end of a full day at Disney. And at Disney, you're easily logging anywhere between 8 and 13 miles walking.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Really depends on how much movement you're doing. Maybe we could track like Amber and everybody else's Fitbits for the day. Because I'm sure they'll be reporting their stats in.
Yeah, maybe, awesome. Maybe we'll wear a little pedometer. All right. Thank you again, Janine. Thank you, Betsy, for joining us.
Thank you, guys.
It's been
a
pleasure.
Thank you so much for having us on.
Geek Girls.
Yeah, this was a lot of fun. Yay.
GeekGirlsRun.com. Check it out. And of course, check out Janine's book, War of the Seasons, right?
With the most beautiful covers ever.
Yes.
Ever.
Done by Betsy, of course. War of the Seasons. There's two books currently, and the third book is on its way. So check that out as well.
Thanks, guys.
Until next time, this is John for Betsy, Janine, and Lee saying peace.
Bye.
This has been a production of The Unique Geek. To leave a comment or suggestion, call us at 813-3210-TUG or email us at thegeeks@theuniquegeek.com. Follow The Geeks on Twitter @TheUniqueGeek. Visit our listserv at listserv.theuniquegeek.com. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons share alike non-commercial license.